This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We got news about Ocasio-Cortez, the new socialist, self-proclaimed socialist, what is she, a U.S. congressperson
yes,
now?
Yes,
yes. Vincent, you want to talk about that? That's coming up a little bit later. And also, Daryl, you want to get into fake news. That's coming up right around the corner. But first, we're going back to the phones. And to the fun, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico to start things out this hour. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. New Mexico, we came in number one again. But this time we're number one place for filmmakers.
Huh. That's a surprise. Not Hollywood?
Oh, it's a quadruple for tax bracket. Sorry.
Netflix, after they got settled in here in Albuquerque, that gave us the number one rating for filmmakers.
Interesting. Are you sure it's number one, or is it like number one after Hollywood? Because, I mean, Hollywood's pretty big. I don't know if it's really true that I believe that New Mexico is number one. Like, how are they quantifying this number one? Do you have any idea?
Well, you know what? L.A. is out of the picture because they're too expensive. That's the reason that Albuquerque, we got, New Mexico, we got number one because of the cost.
Now, is this number one in the United States? Because I know there's a lot of production that moves to Canada because I guess the same union rules don't apply, from what I understand, up in Canada. And I don't know, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that, Vincent. But
that's why a lot of TV shows are filmed. Because also it's less expensive to film there because the U.S., even when the U.S. dollar wasn't better than the Canadian dollar. Also, you know, you have the same kind of talent. You have it's cheaper to film in Vancouver.
Vancouver's big, right?
Yeah, because it could fill in for Detroit or New York.
Yeah. I've heard about that. I've heard they've been using Vancouver for a long time. So is it just in the United States that you're saying New Mexico's number one?
I think it's the ranking within the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
I found an article from the Albuquerque Journal, but they now require people to have a login to be able to read articles online. I can't actually...
New Mexico debt to filmmakers approaches $250 million. Is it that one?
No.
Because that was from...
Title recently. Is... Albuquerque rises to number one in movie maker listing, but since I can't actually read the article, like I guess I can try to read around some of the pop-ups here.
I mean, Netflix is big, right? Like, there's no doubt Netflix is a monster company, and the fact that they're moving productions to New Mexico certainly does give it a lot of oomph, I imagine, in the business of film production. So, I mean,
somehow I was able to get the pop-up to go away, telling me to pay them $10 a month. It says, according to Movie Maker, in 2009, there were 44 states offering some form of incentive, but retrenchment has pared that down to 31 as of 2018. A new industry titan has emerged. Atlanta and some rival cities are being held in check by the disinterest of their state governments. Looking at you, Lone Star State, while others make the right moves to become a regional powerhouse, such as our pick for number one this year, Albuquerque.
How about that?
I know.
But again, without going further down into the article, I don't know how they're saying it's number one.
Yeah.
Unless it's just, we think that
there's
Albuquerque
buzz.
Is
Maybe
the best place for... doing stuff because of these credits. It doesn't say
that
movies made in Albuquerque have grossed more than movies made elsewhere.
That makes more sense to me, Daryl, that it would be the incentives, meaning that, hey, filmmakers, where's the best place to go make your movie? Not to say that the most movies are being made there,
but that if you want incentives, subsidies, you know, guaranteed access to certain locations or whatever it is that New Mexico is doing, they're saying that's the best place. There's also another story in Variety about New Mexico as a quote, state strong incentives are luring Hollywood.
Those incentives might be in theory. I have one also. This is from December 18th, 2018, from the Albuquerque Journal. It says New Mexico's backlog in unpaid incentives for the film industry could hit $250 million by the summer and reach $700 million in 4 years, an amount that would take 14 years to pay off, even if filming stopped, a state economist said Monday.
Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-453. Go to Vernon here in... Oh,
well,
sorry, Joe,
but before we do, you had asked if this was just the U.S. or if it was U.S. and Canada looking at the top 10 cities. Albuquerque, Atlanta, Vancouver, British Columbia, New York, L.A., Chicago, Toronto, Austin, Montreal, and Memphis, Tennessee. So three Canadian cities on this top 10 list.
Vernon, you're on. Go ahead.
So, can y'all hear... So yesterday, y'all were talking about private security at airports?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are actually airports that have privately hired security that you don't.
Yes, there are.
Airports are not obligated to contract with the TSA. I think most airports just do because of the convenience factor. But yes, you can actually hire out to a private security company as long as they meet TSA standards. Yeah. And so I was just curious. So y'all also said fly at your own risk, which actually brought a laugh to my. You know, I laughed because like I couldn't imagine not wanting to be on an airplane that had not had their passengers screened for guns or weapons or anything like.
Wait, hold on. You couldn't imagine not. Wait. You couldn't imagine not wanting to. Meaning,
exactly.
You
right.
want
I would,
to be
I would,
on.
I would,
just to clear.
I would
clarify,
not want to be on a plane with people with guns or knives. I mean, that's
you wouldn't
crazy. Want
to be like, on a plane.
I would
you
not want to
realize
be on a plane.
That there's a high chance that you do fly on planes with people with guns right now.
You mean like a federal agent?
Yes.
Oh, air
perhaps
marshal.
So. But I guess I could consider them more trustworthy in a sense than I could some random person, you know, bringing a gun on the plane. I don't know. I mean, this is just my own personal opinion. Hmm. Like, even if it was done privately,
so let me ask this question. Hold on. Let me ask this question. Do you think that people should generally be allowed to conceal carry?
Yeah, if you want to, but not on an airplane.
How about on a bus or walking down the sidewalk or sitting inside a restaurant?
I'm in a little hollow tube up in 30,000 feet above the air. On a sidewalk or on a bus, I could maybe jump out a window or maybe I could jump away. You know what I mean? But like on an airplane, I mean, you are stuck and there is no way out. And, you know, to me, it's just and then if they're serving, you know, liquor, like that's another place I probably wouldn't want to be at is a bar. I mean, and I know that they have bars where you can open carry and everything, but still, I mean, I just don't feel comfortable being around drunks and guns, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people who feel like you, and I think that if we actually had the marketplace responding to, you know, creating their own security devices and setups and all that, then most airlines would probably be like you're suggesting, which is to say they would restrict people from carrying guns on the flight. But maybe one of them would be willing to, you know, allow some sort of form of weapons. Or
the
maybe
first
allow...
time that, but the first time they got hijacked or they crashed or
ain't
or
nobody
going to
hijack a plane with gun carriers on
it,
brother.
You know the best way to prevent hijacks from happening? Lock the door to the cockpit.
That's a good one.
That's
like,
true.
Like there is a lock on that door.
What if you could shoot through it or something? I mean, I'm just saying. Like,
well,
when you
a single misplaced bullet could depressurize the entire. Like, all it has to do is like one bullet could go through like a window or something, and it depressurizes
exactly.
the whole thing like a snake's on a plane. So it would be a suicide. it would be a suicide. Suicide pact.
Does it really do like it does in the movies? Because I feel like we've addressed this before, and that's overblown.
Mythbusters did a thing. It will depressurize, but it doesn't do the thing of a bullet.
Suck
through a
everything
window
out.
Causes a massive hole on the side of the plane.
Right.
But yeah, so seriously, like
it's
going to
depressurize, but you could like put something over the hole and then land the
emergency
plane.
Emergency land,
right?
Well, that's why the masks come out so you could breathe.
Yeah. Good.
So on your flight to Mexico, would you seriously be comfortable like riding on a plane with a bunch of people carrying weapons? I mean, especially guns.
Yes.
Yes, okay. I live in New Hampshire, where people carry guns basically everywhere. I've been in parking lots. I've been in restaurants. I've seen people sort of inadvertently flashing their concealed guns. Like, you know, dude unzips his coat at a restaurant. Right. You can see it, you know, on the inside. Or I literally had a dude in a parking lot get out of his car, rack his gun, and put it in his pants. This was back when it was illegal to actually carry a gun in a car. If you didn't have a permit or right. whatever, now they've changed that. Now you can do it. But, I mean, he was literally handling a gun in the parking lot. And, you know, he was safe about it. He didn't point it at anybody. It's all good. But if you're around people with guns, then they actually help keep you safe. So if you're on a plane, thank you, Brent, for the call. If you're on a plane and somebody wants, and there's actually guns being carried by the people of that plane, and somebody has it in their head they want to take that plane over, that's going to last all of 5 seconds. They're not going to even make it to the cockpit. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Still to come, we got to talk about fake news and who's spreading it around. Daryl's got the story about that. But we were just talking with a caller a moment ago, I think it was Vernon, who called in about fear surrounding being on an airline with other passengers who may be armed. Now, personally, I wouldn't mind being on an airline with other passengers who might be armed because, for the most part, people who are armed tend to take it pretty seriously. They know that they have the ability to end somebody's life, and they are very, very cautious. Some would say that actually having a gun makes you less likely to get into a fight.
In right, it's like
society is a polite society.
Mm-hmm. To some extent, I slightly disagree with the semantics of that. But you know, if somebody is say a third degree black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to go around picking fights because right. they know that they
They'll
could seriously
it.
Hurt somebody
right.
or kill them.
Yeah. So we're talking about airlines, airports. Actually, Mark just got off an airplane. Mark, who is our one of our normal co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, he's been flying today. And I asked him, knowing that he was going to be flying, and we've been talking about the TSA call-outs, how the numbers of TSA agents who've been just calling in sick have doubled. What they normally are, like we read a story last night, normally it's about 3-ish percent or so, and it's now like 7-plus percent that are calling out. So there's a large number of TSA agents that are calling out. TSA is trying to downplay it, saying, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. It hasn't really impacted anything. Most people don't have to wait more than 15, 30 minutes in line. But down at the Atlanta airport, they were clocking in at more than 60 minutes in the lines. Now, Atlanta is apparently the busiest airport in the
yes.
United States, so there is that.
Busiest in the world, I believe.
But Mark, yeah, I think you might be right. But Mark is actually on the line with us right now on our Discord server, on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, from Miami, where he's at the North American Bitcoin Conference for the next couple days, ending on the 18th. So if you want to meet Mark and stop by the Bitcoin.com booth, he's going to be hanging out there, I guess, for a good portion of it. And he's hard to miss. He now has green hair, so just look for the guy wearing a suit with green hair. Oh, no, wait. You're going to be wearing your king outfit, Mark?
Yeah, I intend to wear the king outfit tomorrow.
But you're going to have your hair on display, right, for others? You're not going to cover it up with, like, a
I'm
king?
I'm not even sure I brought the one crown. I have a particular crown that I like with that king outfit. I'm not sure I brought that one. I do have my other plush crown.
Okay.
So.
And you're there with the family, and you're going to be hanging out at the Bitcoin.com pop-up store. They'll be setting people up with Bitcoin Cash and showing them how to use the Bitcoin.com wallet. Now, of course, you don't have to go to Miami to get the Bitcoin.com wallet. You can just go to wallet.bitcoin.com and get it there. And then if you want to load it up with a little bit of free BCH, Bitcoin Cash, you just go to free.bitcoin.com. So check it out over there, Bitcoin.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things crypto. So, Mark, give us the TSA report. What'd you do? Fly out of Hartford?
Yeah, flew out of Hartford, nonstop to Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm. And?
And, well, showed up at the airport and brought my heavy bags full of radio equipment and had to pay extra at Spirit. I thought I'd check the bag for whatever that fee is, and then another $30 because it was 9 pounds, 49 pounds instead of 40 pounds.
Oh, interesting. Now, Spirit's one of these cheapy nickel-dime-y kind of...
They nickel-and-dime you to death, and yeah. if you want, say, a window seat,
pay extra.
You can pay for a seat assignment prior to getting to the airport.
Okay.
Otherwise, once you get to the airport, they just randomly assign you a seat. But,
gotcha.
You know, like, I've got back problems. The middle seat or the aisle seat... don't really work for me. A window seat, I can at least, you know, kind of like slouch to the side. The one time I flew Spirit, I noticed that their seats don't recline.
Oof.
Nope. Plastic molded.
Packing them in like sardines.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I'm you know, ready to pay $69 for a seat and then pay for the upgrades along the way, because a lot of times I'm not checked in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they charge you
for a carry-on.
Do they?
They sure do. But you get a personal item.
Okay.
Every airline allows you, you know, the personal, you shove it under the seat. Right. They're like, oh, you want to put something in the overhead bin? $35. If you forgot to pay.
Fly Southwest.
If you forgot to pay for the carry-on, and then you remember when you get to the airport, it's like $100.
Nope. So
Mark likes to razz me for being cheap, but I'm telling you.
When you buy your ticket. You can pay for it when you're getting your ticket from the little kiosk. You can pay for it if you're early enough at the desk. And then if you're trying to walk in with a carry-on, you're like, you don't know the rules. Yep, you're going to get, I think if you're going to get clobbered. I think it's for $55.
Okay, I know the one time that I flew, it said that if you don't pay online prior to getting to the airport, it's $100.
So you flew with them once and then never again.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the only reason I bought the ticket with them is it was like $70 cheaper than the next thing.
But you didn't know.
And then after, oh, I've got to pay for this, I've got to pay for that. The only thing that they don't charge you for is using the bathroom, because they've not found a way to charge people for using the bathroom.
They don't want people to have a mess, because that's going to happen. If you just keep charging people for the bathroom, somebody's going to try to hold it.
I'll pee in a bucket.
It's not going to work. All right, so, Mark, what was the TSA experience like? Because last night we talked about the lines allegedly getting longer, but TSA trying to downplay it, saying there's no real impact in most airports. So what was your experience? You've flown out of Hartford before. How did it compare?
It was the fastest I've ever gone through the line.
Wow.
Yeah,
did you pay the $7 to wind up getting the Spirit pre-check thing?
Nope, it's $6, and I did not pay it.
Wow.
Just, you know, so what do I got? I got plenty of time. And so, sure, I'm not going to pay that extra. I'm not going to pay $5 extra for nothing.
Was there any, did you feel as though the TSA was reduced in numbers at that airport, or was it pretty standard looking to you?
I could have cut half that crew. They were standing around chatting.
Huh. All right, interesting.
I mean, you know, whatever, maybe the managers are calling everybody in so that when people call out, they still have a big enough crew. You know, it's probably creating a managerial nightmare, but what I saw, and I sat there afterwards because I knew you'd be grilling me. I sat there and watched them. After they got to see my green hair, they probably thought I was stalking them or something.
Yeah, they don't like it when you watch them.
And what was that?
I said they don't like it when you watch them. That's suspicious behavior.
Well, they don't like people. With green hair either.
Right.
And so I sat there and I watched, and I saw just a bunch of people standing around.
All right. So things are as normal, if not faster than normal, at the very least at the Hartford Airport. There's your TSA report.
Now, one thing that I find interesting is I've seen several reports that air traffic controllers, who also currently aren't getting paid, they're not having the same call-out problems.
Interesting. And maybe they're just
they probably take this a little more seriously. There's this important.
Maybe they're better at saving their money, too. Hey, thanks, Mark. Anything else you want to share real fast? Go ahead.
Nope, that's it. I'm just looking forward to the North American Bitcoin Conference tomorrow. Anybody wants to come out and see me, I should be upstairs by the green room doing interviews.
All right, excellent.
Green room for the man with the green hair.
That's perfect. Mark, thanks for the call, and thanks for the update on the TSA. We appreciate that. There's more on the way with your calls and thoughts. You're welcome to join us. Sounding good there, by the way, on the Discord on-air call-in line room. You can sound that good, almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. All you got to do is join our Discord server. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live. We got more coming up. Your call's welcome.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Still no word from President Trump as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is asking President Trump to reschedule his State of the Union address until after the partial government shutdown is resolved. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox News this is exactly what's wrong with the Democratic Party.
This just underscores what we've been saying. Until they start focusing on the country and not just on stopping the president, I don't know how you can reach an agreement with these folks. So hopefully that's going to change.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack involving American forces in Syria. At least four U.S. troops have been killed, and Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
You can't just assume that this was some lone wolf who knew how to put together this device on their own and carried it out without any coordination. ISIS claimed responsibility very quickly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us here on the radio if you want. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, fake news and who is guilty of spreading it more than anybody else. Daryl's got some of the numbers on that. We'll share it with you coming up. And you, of course, can take control of the airwaves. That's the point on Free Talk Live as we go to the phones, in this case to the Discord on-air call-in line. The first one, where Galactos is on the line.
Yeah, it's a vine ripen Galactos, a.k.a. Mortified Penguin from Virginia.
What's up?
Just giving you a call. Mr. Freeman, how's it in the studio tonight? Is there a lingering scent of burnt sulfur in the air?
No.
From last night, yeah. Well, I wanted to call about property rights, and namely the Hoppian ANCAPs and ethno-staters and national socialists and such that claims to be so intently anti-communist and to be fighting a fight against communists when I see the strongest authoritarian communists, and I don't say it lightly like a lot of, you know, voluntarist types, but I see the really strong authoritarian communist traits coming from them. Namely, a group of people that will claim that a given landmass is the collective property of a certain race of people, and it's a collective property, and obviously based on authoritarianism and force, and they have the right as a collective, as a group, to defend that property, quote unquote, to remove people from that property that they deem unfit, and so on. So I just think it's really hypocritical for a group of so-called anti-communists to be the only real functionally communist people spouting nonsense in the political realm.
Well, I mean, they're not technically communists, but they are statists. They're arch statists, and they're violent statists, and so they're just as bad in that way as the communists that they claim to hate. And you're referring to an interview that we conducted, Johnson and I, along with Aria Demenzo last night, of one Christopher Cantwell, who was in for a special episode of an after show that shall remain nameless at this point. But that was what happened last night, and he revealed very clearly that he's an arch statist. He even says that, well, I'm writing up a piece for Free Keen about it, that he even says, I think, quote, I want to be the government. And like
L'état, c'est moi. That's exactly what the Sun King said.
He has completely embraced the idea of the state, has completely rejected the ideas
of
liberty.
Did he call himself a nationalist?
I didn't ask him specifically, but it wouldn't surprise me if he did. I mean, he certainly allies himself with those people. But I think the funny thing is,
way beyond nationalists,
To me, he's no different than Amanda Bolden, who was a Free State Project participant who moved to New Hampshire, who was a self-proclaimed anarchist. Chris was also a self-proclaimed anarchist. And Amanda Bolden, instead of going to the right, as Chris has done, she went to the left and became hostile, like verbally hostile towards libertarians. She's not just like somebody who there's another young lady who was also a free stater who went kind of to the left, Elizabeth Edwards. But Elizabeth Edwards, in a blog post, she kind of explained her mentality and why she'd gone the direction she had and still expressed that she was still friends with her libertarian friends. Amanda Bolden has completely kicked every libertarian, you know, that I know of to the curb and has actually
right, going so far
them.
As to say that she regretted allowing libertarians to work with Shire Sharing.
Her charity, which helped feed people, and it was libertarians who basically funded and volunteered and made that possible for her. So, yeah, she's completely gone against what brought her here in the first place. So she's sort of like the leftist version of Chris Cantwell. She's certainly nowhere near as shrill and as offensive, you know, on her face as Chris. But they both have the same belief. You know, they both have the belief that their way is the right way and that their way should be enforced at the threat of violence. And that's ultimately, you know, so you can't really call Chris a communist because he doesn't believe in communism, but he certainly does believe in the use of the state and the violence of the state to enforce his way upon people, you know, with
kind of big difference, though. It does seem like he embraces a collective ownership of property based on ethnic or racial lines. And to some extent, that's, I think, exactly authoritarian communism.
Well, I don't think that he would call it collective ownership. I think that he would say it would be private property. And, you know, and if it is private property, then you should have whatever rules you want on that.
And the private collective is the state.
In this case, he does believe in the state, so yeah.
Oh, I think trying to label one like communism or fascism, I think both are just the end result of not even extreme, just regular authoritarianism. It's like in 1984, it said the fascist, the dictatorship, whether it's fascist or communist, isn't the safeguard of revolution. The revolution is the safeguard of a dictatorship. Mm-hmm. It's 1984, George Orwell.
That's a good quote. Penguin?
Yeah, I should have paid more attention to that in school.
They made you read it in school?
Yeah, in high school. So that was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, they didn't make me read that one. They did have some Orwell book. What was it? Animal Farm?
Oh, Andrew, that was number one.
I think it was the AP English Lit class where I went to school, read Animal Farm.
So anything else you want to share with your thoughts on that, Penguin?
No, just that. Just kind of wanted to spit it out. I kind of forgot that line of thinking last night, but I've definitely heard that line of thinking, you know, expressed, and it totally kind of clicked when hearing that guy talk.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Now, there's a quote from a nonfiction piece here from Frederick Bastiat.
The Law?
From The Law. He uses the term protectionism to describe what is essentially fascism,
okay.
But the word fascism didn't exist when he wrote this.
Gotcha.
He says, it should be pointed out, however, that protectionism, socialism, and communism are basically the same plant in three different stages of its growth.
Hmm.
All that can be said is that legal plunder is more visible in communism because it is complete plunder, and in protectionism because the plunder is limited to specific groups and industries. Thus, it follows that of the three systems, socialism is the vaguest, the most indecisive, and consequently the most sincerest stage of development.
That was a good book. I remember that one. It's a short one, too, so anybody that wants to read a good old book, it's not too hard. You know, there's a lot of older books, kind of the language is a little hard to follow. That one wasn't that one. I didn't find it difficult.
Right, and I think the English translation of this is within the last, like, 50, 60 years.
Oh, so they used more recent verbiage. That makes sense. I didn't even think that it was originally written in, what, French or something like
French.
That?
French. The original title was Le Loi.
Ah.
La Loi. L-O...
L-E-L-O-I.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. L-O.
Yeah, I don't speak French, so I'm just going to, you know, like, pronounce it how I pronounce it.
But Vincent does, so it's good that we have him here. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So a lot of people feel very strongly about the interview that happened last night. It is available on our Twitch channel right now. At some point, I'll extract it to the YouTube so it doesn't get deleted. I do know that people feel very strongly about the person we interviewed, Chris Cantwell, and I expected some people to be upset about it, but I think it was an important interview because it lets him speak for himself. But in a place where he's challenged on his views, Johnson and I were in the studio. We're very familiar with him. We did a show with him a few years previous, and so it was almost like a kind of a recap or an update to that. We get to find out what had happened to him in recent months since he was in jail down in Charlottesville, Virginia. So we kind of recap that story to an extent. And then we got into just a bizarre some of the interview was just so flummoxing and confusing. I mean, having him being a libertarian in the past and now no longer being a libertarian, he holds these views. One of them, his view on prohibition, is just, it's hard to even really explain. On one hand, he uses cannabis, which he admits to. But on the other hand, he says that he thinks prohibition should continue. On the other hand, now we're on three hands now, but on the other hand, he says that he sees the value in harm reduction, and further that he believes that we would be, that he sees the value and that there would be like a 90%, it would be like, I forget the term he used, but he seemed to also see the value in decriminalization. But when I asked him if he supported decriminalization, he said no. So, like, he has all these weird, very just confusing views on prohibition, all the while fully supporting the idea that prohibiting things can somehow stop their use, even though he knows from his own personal experience that that's not true. So that's just one example of how bizarre the conversation was, and frustrating as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEBESTEDPILL.com, the online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord, on-air call-in line rooms. Daryl, can you tell me about Smart Cash?
Yes, I can. It's a newer cryptocurrency. I say newer. It's been around for...
a couple years?
About a year and a half, I think. And, you know, like most cryptocurrencies, they say that they're peer-to-peer. They're obviously a digital currency. They're fast, secure, and easy to use. And by easy to use, you know, I mean they've got an app for your smartphone. They've got, you know, GUI applications that you can use on laptops. If you want to do command line, you can, but you're not required to. They do make it easy, and they're trying to make it easy because they want people to actually use Smart Cash.
Dude, it could not be any easier. You've got a proposal in right now over there on the Smart Cash proposals site.
Yes.
And I booted up the Smart Cash app on my laptop, and then I clicked on the proposal and voted on it. I mean, there was no, like, you don't have to, like, go through some sort of registration process or any of that stuff. It's just right there in the app.
Yeah. And you mentioned the voting system where one smart equals one vote. If you've got 10,000 smart, that's 10,000 votes. So your vote is weighted based on the number of smart that you have.
Yep.
Whereas some of the other cryptocurrencies that have voting systems, if you don't have 10,000 or however many, you don't get
qualify.
To vote.
No, you can't.
And then let's say it's one of those where you need 10,000, you've got 20,000. Unless you have those in separate wallets, you get one vote that is one vote.
Mm-hmm.
Again, here, one smart is one vote.
Yep.
And they also have smart rewards, which we should find out in about a week and a half in.
Yeah,
if our wallets qualified, which they should have.
Yeah.
I think we just got in too late in November to qualify for the rewards that came out in December.
Right, they're once a month.
Once a month, and you need to hold at least 1,000 smart, again, for at least 1 month.
And that's less than $20 right now for 1,000 smart.
Yeah, it's like $14.
Right.
And you need to not have any outgoing transactions from that wallet
mm-hmm.
during the time period from when they take the snapshot until they issue the rewards. And the rewards are sent out every 47,500 blocks, which, again, is roughly
a month.
And you also need to keep the smart in an address that you control the private keys to. So if you have them
in most wallets.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you have in an exchange, that's not eligible.
Right.
There might be a wallet somewhere that doesn't give you access to the private keys, but as long as you control the private keys, then you're eligible as long as, again, at least 1,000 smart and no outgoing transactions during the month, as long as you hit the snapshot date.
Smartcash.cc. is where you can go to learn more. It's a pretty nice-looking site, too, so it's easy to navigate. Check it out, smartcash.cc. So you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's breaking news, by the way, this evening about a Georgia man being arrested for allegedly plotting to attack the White House. That is a developing story. We might check in on that coming up in the third hour. But, Daryl, you wanted to get into the fake news issue, specifically who has been sharing fake news.
Yeah, and, it's fairly interesting, I think.
And according to whom?
Story here is from the Associated Press. It's an ABC 6 channel that is, reporting here, but they cite Associated Press. And there was actually some study that was done by Princeton University and NYU. They get into, I'll just jump into the article. They say, sharing fake news on Facebook is old. People over 65 and ultra-conservatives shared about 7 times more fake information masquerading as news on the social media site than younger adults, moderates, and super-liberals during the 2016 election season, according to a new study. The first major study to look at who is sharing links from debunked sites finds that not many people are doing it. On average, only 8.5% of those studied, about one person out of 12, actually shared fake news during the 2016 campaign, according to the study that was recently published in the journal Science Advances. But those doing it tend to be older and more conservative.
Hmm. Does that mean they're more gullible? Because they're just being, they're being fooled by the fake news?
There are some quotes here, and then they do, again, cite the study several times. Study co-author Jonathan Nagler, a politics professor and co-director of the Social Media and Political Participation Lab at NYU, said, for something to be viral, you've got to know who shares it. Wow, old people are much more likely than young people to do this. Facebook and other social media companies were caught off guard in 2016 when Russian agents, more likely Russian bots, were exploiting their platform to meddle with the U.S. presidential election by spreading fake news, impersonating Americans, and running targeted advertising to try to sway votes. Since then, the companies have thrown millions of dollars and thousands of people into fighting fake news. Researchers at Princeton University and NYU in 2016 interviewed 2,711 people who used Facebook. Of those, Nearly half agreed to share all their postings with the professors.
Okay.
The researchers used three different lists for fake news sites, one compiled by BuzzFeed and two others from academic research teams, and counted how often people shared from those sites.
So they grabbed the database, because, you know, Facebook will let you actually export all the data that they ostensibly have.
The fact that they use BuzzFeed as a source or any sort of... I'm not saying it's fake. I'm just saying the fact that they use BuzzFeed as any sort of authority already casts my doubts.
Then, to double-check... Well,
they ran through the database with the cross-checking to see did any of the URLs they shared match up.
Basically. Right. Then, to double-check, they looked at 897 specific articles that had been found false by fact-checkers and saw how often those were spread. All those lists showed similar trends. When other demographic factors and overall posting tendencies are factored in, the average person over 65 shared more fake information than those between 18 and 29.
Hmm.
The seniors shared more than twice as many fake stories as people between 45 and 64, and more than three times that of people in the 30 to 44-year range. The simplest theory for why older people shared more fake information is a lack of digital literacy, said study co-author Joshua Tucker, also co-director of the NYU Social Media Political Lab.
Probably that's a big factor, but on the other hand, it's probably also because elderly folks, a lot of them are easily taken advantage of. There are, and have been for many years before the internet, a lot of scams, for instance, that will target older folks, people who might be suffering from early onsets of dementia or Alzheimer's. They're just not as with it as they once were, and therefore are easily able to be taken advantage of by a criminal who might want to empty their bank account or charge them for some sort of service they never actually ordered, but tries to convince them that they actually did order it and that they owe him money, or, you know, there's all kinds of these things.
Researchers said seniors may not tell truth from lies on social networks as easily as others. Harvard Public Policy and Communications professor Matthew Baum, who was not part of the study but praised it, said he thinks sharing fake information is, quote, less about beliefs in the facts of a story than about signaling one's partisan identity. That's why efforts to correct fakery don't really change attitudes, and one reason why few people share fake information. When other demographics and posting practices were factored in, people who self-identified as very conservative shared the most false information.
Now, the alleged fake news was sort of designed to target those people, right? I mean, they were the people who were purportedly the ones who were intended to be fooled. Right. How much of the fake news was sort of targeted at conservatives versus fake news that was targeted at liberals?
They don't mention that.
Yeah. I mean, And how would we really know anyway? But if the claim was that the Russians were trying to manipulate, et cetera, then maybe they were the intended target demographic.
Right. The very conservative people in this study shared misinformation 6.8 times more likely or more often than the self-identified very liberal, and 6.7 times more than moderates.
I mean, if you came up with fake news that had to do with Kanye West and what's his wife's name?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. You know, if it was about...
Why do I know that?
If it was about something Kanye did that was completely fabricated,
right,
then it would probably be shared more often by younger people who care about those people than it would by older people who probably don't even know who Kanye West is. Would you get more?
There is more, yes.
On fake news, and what's the difference between fake news and satire? There's more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.